I am very happy to have a chance to talk to you tonight. The topic, give, love, and share. Is that popular topic or not? Before coming to that topic, I'd like to encourage all of you, be aware of what the Buddha taught. As for good young people, this one very important. If you are a good boy and good girl, you're okay. I'm not sure whether you have heard about the sutra, the long sutra, in that Tikhanikaya, the greater length saying of the Lord Buddha. So he talked to the young man called Singhalaka, how to behave himself. The story goes like this. He saw that man paying respect to the six directions. Every day he having a bath, and then he paid respect to the six directions. The Buddha asked him, why you have to do that? I said, before my father passed away, he asked me to do this. So I have to follow his advice. He said, in our tradition, in our way of life, we don't do that way. We do have the six directions, but we don't do like what you do. So he started with, as a good person of the family, four things you have to stay away. Four kinds of defilement, what they say. Four things you have to stay away. Before you can do, you can bow down to the six directions, to the six quarters of the world. You have to stay away from four things. That four things, in fact, is the four precepts. No killing, no stealing, no committing sexual conduct, and no lying. So here, in this particular topic, in this, topic, the Buddha didn't mention drinking, intoxicating, yet that would be add up later. So if you stop doing the wrong thing, then whatever you do in your life, it bring happiness and peace and prosperity, because there's no bad karma involved. In fact, you give protection and security and long life to others, for not harming and hurting. Protection, security, or health, or long life to the other. And when you don't do the stealing, no corruption at all in your life, then again, you look after your own property properly, and then you give protection, security to all other belonging or properties of the other. You give them a very good, protection indeed. And then when you come to the third one, not to commit sexual misconduct, that even greater. You respect the right of other. Respect the husband and the wife of other. You respect their children, the son and the daughter of other. So wherever you go, you bring safety. You give protection. You give loving kindness. You look after all living beings, taking as your own friends and children, And then because of this, you're going to be a very good, you married, good husband, if girl, good wife, and good father, good mother, and then you have good children. And later on, you grow up, grow old, become good father, good grandfather, good grandmother. So this, if you break this precept, you cause trouble to yourself. So this have to stop completely. No sexual misconduct at all. And then truthfulness, what they call no lying, that means truthfulness. Very sincere and honest. Somehow this one is so important. The other, say, in this kind of country, or any country, fishing and all that, according to, if you do according to the law, you're okay. But we cannot stand any person who come to lie to our face. That cannot accept it. Can't be accepted by us. And no good at all. The friendship would come to an end as soon as we find out they lie us. So this one, very good. So again, you whatever you say, that honesty and truthfulness is very helpful to everyone. And if you go so true, if you are so true to the truth, one day you come to the ultimate truth, the Nirvana. If you're not sincere and honest, there's no way, you know. So these four things, very, very important, no? Because if you do the bad karma in the present moment, what you have done in the past would come as a strong force to prevent yourself from doing something better for your own life. So that bad karma would drag you down. In my life, I have seen, you know, I have seen, because up to this age, I know quite a number of them have been associated with me. They are very close, but because of the bad karma, they can't be successful. They are in trouble all along. Very bad. So this the four things, the four kinds of defilement. What? When we talk about the defilement, somehow maybe not what we call it, not strong enough. We can say that this is the true cause of the suffering of our modern life or of our life. Stay away from killing, stealing, committing sexual conduct, and lying. Stay away. Be very sincere and honest. Then, no bad karma. You keep love, loving kindness to all living beings, because not harming and hurting. What they say, and visit what the Buddha said in the teaching. I visit all quarter of the world with my thought. I could not find anyone dearer than myself. Everyone is dearer to oneself. So we are not allowed to harm or let anyone hurt another. So if life is so dear and so beloved to yourself, you are not allowed to harm and hurt others. You should bring security, happiness, and peace to everyone. And the Buddha talk about it. When you deal with others, there are four kinds of prejudice. No? Because of attachment or love, you do. You have the prejudice. Because of anger, you have prejudice. You have because of delusion, you have prejudice. Because of fear, you have prejudice. So you have to stay above this prejudice. No, have to be balanced. No? When it comes to the four things, liking and disliking, pleasant and unpleasant, the best is to be right in the middle, no? Not to be up and down, affected by gain and loss. No? Have to be very, what do you call, in the very middle, so you can stay away from the whole trouble. If you have good five precepts, you practice meditation, send your loving kindness out to all living beings, and then there's no prejudice there. So you can treat anyone with a very fair treatment. Respect them, look after them properly, give them what they call a fair go. And then, again, what he said, to warn the young people, no? Now, the sixth gate of the trouble, the gateway to the great decline in life, or the gateway to the great suffering in life, up, drinking, intoxicating, drinking. You know? So, good boy and good girl have to stay away from this. If you can't, minimize it. But if you, there's one family very close, I would say, I don't like to mention the name, come to the temple very often. Wife's good, but he himself, he drinks. When it comes to drinking, he doesn't like to drink alone. He always calls his friend. This is the bad. And then whatever they do, many Thai people very successful with the restaurant. But this particular one, not successful. Enough to support the temple and look after us, but can't be better because of the drinking. So it's not good. And then a good boy, a good girl, not supposed to go out at night, you know. Stay home, study, okay? If you go out, you don't look after yourself, you don't look after your family, you don't look after your studies, you know? And then quite often, no? Even you walk alone at night, you run into trouble. Many bad people around. When they see, for no reason, they like to attack you for just a little bit of money. So, no good. Don't go out at night. Stay home. Okay. Then the other one, don't frequent the club and bar. Don't go that very very open. Stay away. No good. Because the bad people are there, bad girls waiting for the bad boy. Oh, bad boy waiting for the bad girl, you know. No good. No good. That's not good at all. So stay away from the cup and bar. And then no gambling. Don't do it. Because the mind is so weak. That kind of craving and desire is terrible. Once your mind is weak, you cannot overcome. You want a very easy way to gain and get money. Most of the time you lose it. And in my life, I have seen one person got a million, but what he can get only one house. That because of his wife, you know, try to keep the money to buy a property. The rest goes back to where he did the gambling. It's that sad. In other case, about 500,000 got a house, invite me over, and then later on, that house sold and have to go back to the housing commission to, hard life. Because the mind is so weak. No good, no? Try to tell your friend and stay away from this. Don't. It's not good at all. The only one who has, is the owner of the gambling side. The rest, no. You lose your money, no good, no. And this is the gateway to trouble. And the other one is having bad friends, no. No good, bad friends, no good. They can only cause trouble to you. The good one bring goodness, bring happiness, bring prosperity, bring success. Can give you a great support, like in your tradition, many, like in Thailand, many people will come, the Chinese come there because of good friends, no? They support have business and so on, lend money without interest, even. So because of good friend, they become rich because of coming to the very good, having friendship with very good people. It's a must, no? Stay away. But if you can't, what you do, what to do? You try to distance your mind away from them, no? Say that how far you have to go. What is that? If you see the snake, you have to stay at the at a certain distance, you know, because the snake can bite you. But if you see the tiger, even further away, you know, but the bad one have to be further away or not to see them at all is the best. But if we can't, because of human beings, we have to stay together, close to each other, what do you call them? Distance your mind away from them. Don't mix with them. Stay away completely. And then the last one, very interesting. The Buddha talk about the laziness. It's the gateway to the great trouble, great suffering, great decline, to the great poverty. No laziness, no? When it comes to this, the four things as a good girl and good boy, first, very diligent, always active, study hard, working hard, you know, get up early, you know, like this. So if you do that, and then second one, you save money, and then again, having good friends, and the last on the list is spend money wisely. So please, be a very active person and always save money. No matter how much you gain, if you don't know how to save it or don't spend wisely, it will disappear. So you have to spend money wisely when it comes to this. And then when dealing with the people, I will come to this. Always generosity, always kind, always kind and generous, and always having what you call the polite words to everyone, and always helpful. And then the last one, always humble and polite to everyone. So if you have this kind of noble virtue in your life, prosperity, happiness, success would wait for you. Okay? Now, it comes to the topic, giving this one very important in our life. No? We see that in Buddhism, generosity comes first. Of course, it starts from our heart and our mind. Whoever is kind and generous, that person would gain and get a lot of support. A very kind and generous person always respect by all living beings. So it's a must. Our Lord Buddha spent so many what he called uncountable what he called that life to do just to practice generosity, practice morality, and practice meditation and practice wisdom. So many lives. So much so that even at one time, at so many lives, once you might remember that he was a tiger, but the tiger is starving and the cub starving, so he sacrificed his own life to save the tiger and to save the cub. That's the way of the Buddha, no? Not just giving, no? Can give even his life. And the last, he was Prince Vaisantara. They said that he can talk, no? His birth, he can talk, asking his mom, anything to give away? So that Vaisantara, he start giving everything. The first is the In the past, the white elephant is the symbol of prosperity. What they say that while British in the long past went all over the place to colonize the land, the Thai king searching for the white elephant. So if they have the white elephant, prosperity come. So he gave away because there was a drought and poverty in other states, in Kalinga state. He gave away. And because of that, people were very upset and angry. Asked his father to chase him out from the palace. So before going to the forest, he gave up everything. He tried to stop his wife and his two children to stay behind, but they all went with him. So he had a chance. While staying in the forest, he practiced now in the forest, because there's so much kindness and generosity practiced and done by him. In the deep forest, there was a beautiful hut built by the deity, purposely for him to practice. There is a dress for a hermit, purposely for him, his wife, and his two children. So they stayed there, observing 8 precepts. Every time his wife went out for searching for the fruits from the tree, oh, plenty, the tree always bent down to give the fruits. That's the power of generosity of the Lord Buddha. Very, very, very powerful. And then the Brahmin somehow learned that he was in a deep jungle, Vesantra, no? In the deep jungle, he was so kind and so generous, he would give everything. That Brahmin, because of his wife said, I have to have servant, you know, to look after you. I heard that 2 children, the boy and the girl of the Prince Vesantra, very good. And then if you approach him when they are deep in the forest, ask him, he would give 2 children to us. And then we can make them servants. You know? So the Brahmin went. And somehow got have a chance to see, oh, this Thai a bit hard. What he said to his 2 children, you are dear to me like my own heart, like my own eyes, like my own life, son and daughter. If I try to achieve enlightenment as the disciple of the Lord Buddha, as Savaka, no, if I have to practice what they call Savaka Parami, the perfection to be a great disciple of the Buddha, I won't have to depend on you. But to be the Buddha, the supreme, well, the fully enlightened Buddha, you have to help. You have to go with the Brahmin. I have to give you to the Brahmin. So 2 boys have to be given away. But that kind of suffering lasts only 15 days as a servant of the Brahmin, because they walk into their own home. Somehow the deity arranged the new direction straight to his own kingdom. 7 or 8 months after staying in the forest. So they went straight, and then at night, the grandfather dreamed that he has 2 beautiful lotus flowers, you know. So the advisor of the king, the Brahmin, said, oh, you would see your relatives or your children who went away and come back. So 2 boys back to the palace, and later on, the prince and the wife have been invited back to the palace. Before that, before he gave his wife to the Brahmin, but this time the king of the heaven came as a Brahmin and asked your wife to be my wife. So the wife was given away again, but then the king of the heaven told him that he's not the Brahmin, but the king of the heaven. So from now on, you have perfect your perfection. You don't give this lady to anyone. So that's the great life of what you call of the king, of the prince Vesandra, or King Vesandra, and his wife called Madhi. So generosity comes first in Buddhism. If you are kind and generous, wherever you go, you are most welcome. If you're not kind and generous, it's very hard. So do your best. And the way we do the giving is not that difficult. Four things have to be given away. Food to eat, cloth to wear, and then accommodation to live, and then medicine to take. Four things. If you have anything to give away at all, and then if you like to get the best, think this way. So you have two apples. One is better than the other one. Always give the good one to other. Don't give the bad one, the simple one to other. So giving this way to other all the time, what you get would be the best. Okay? If two shares here, one is better than the other, you give the good one to your friend. If the two pieces of biscuit, one is better than the other, you give to your friend. Keep doing this. So you will get the best. And what the Buddha said that suppose you are eating, and then the baker come, ask for the food. So you have to give half of the food you have away. And while you're eating there, the other baker come again, and you give another half. That's what he said. So if you can do that's the best. And in this particular case, what the Buddha said, nekasi lapate sukhang. If you eat alone, you won't find happiness. So if anything to share, you share with others. Our great teacher, now he's the Sangharaja. When any time I come to see him, I notice that if they give him any drink, he won't drink until we have one. All the monks have. Otherwise, he won't drink himself. Always like to share what he has with others. And in the past, when he was, now he can't, because he's sick in the hospital, can't talk. They just run a machine to keep him alive and survive. But in the past, when he seemed strong, I've been very lucky. When we went there and see him, always have some gift to take back. And he's known to many, especially the people, the big people in the Thai ally. So all the time, I was upgraded to business class. All the time. And not only that, no? When we go to see him in the morning, everyone would run to me. Oh, Ajahn, you have something to eat? And then, oh, after eating and we see them, we get a gift. And then we give the ticket. Including not only upgrading, but if I have the weight over, we can have as we like. So this kind of giving, now he in the hospital, I have to depend on myself, on my own karma. but it's okay, no? Generosity is a must for all of us. And then when you come to what you call love, this one have to be very careful what you mean by love. If what you call in Pali, you call pema, that's affection, you know. Pema or piya, that. But if loving kindness, metta, is okay. If we come to the pema, have to be very careful. What they say, pema to chai te so go, grief come from love. Pema to vipamutasa, if there is no love, there is no grief. So this have to be very, very careful. No? Have to be very careful. And the best is that as a young person, no, boy and girl, I would admire my advice. During your study, don't be serious about this, you know. You can have someone in your mind, you know, but not serious. Wait until you finish your study and have a good job. And then up to you what you like to do. But human love always half and half, you know, 50 and 50. Don't give up everything. And sorry to say, you know, what they say that if any girl had found out anyone loving her wholeheartedly, you know, she could make that person a slave even. That man is emperor. Have to be careful, no? This is because of the love one, you know. So have to be careful. If you are very sincere and honest, have to love yourself more than anyone. When it comes to this kind of sensual pleasure or what you call human love or affection, give half and half, no? Fair go, no? Don't. Otherwise, you lose your, what you call, your heart. Because this is it's not like before. In the long past, as a young person, as a boy, I don't see anyone, what you call, separated. In my village, I didn't see. Only he said if either the wife die or the husband die, and then they can marry again. Otherwise, no. They married for life, and when they have marriage, they invite everyone. Everyone know. You can't do what you call you can't commit sexual misconduct with anyone. You would be in trouble because you're known to everybody. Not only that, the monk knows too, you know. You can't, so you have to be very, very patient, very tolerant. You have to practice a lot of tolerance and patience. But when it comes to the metta, loving kindness, it's different. Without expecting anything in return. So it's from four sublime states, you know. I tell you that our great potential here, you know, in our life. Here within our heart, we could have what we call a storehouse of the best virtue or a rubbish heap of all kind of evil, you know. So have to be very careful which way you like to, no? So in order to have that noble virtue, keep a good five precepts, okay? And when you have that, then when you have good five precepts, when whatever you do, your action positive, your speech positive. So you don't cause trouble to anyone, anybody, physically or verbally. And then the only one left is your mind. And this mind, you have to understand this way too. For the ignorance, there's no place to stay or to live except in the mind of human being. So greed, hatred, and ignorance would be here, right in our mind. And then generosity, morality, meditation, right in our mind. In order to see that, you have to meditate and then come to the calmness and peacefulness, to the brightness of the mind. No? Once you stay away from liking, disliking, no thought, no distraction at all, you come to that. As if when you go to the forest, like a deep forest in the long past, you know, there's a very clear the water, but covered with all kinds of leaf, the dead leaf, the branch of the tree, you can't even see. But once you remove that, the water is so clear, so good, you can't even drink. So the same, no? Exactly the same what happened to us. If you come to meditate all the time, you can see that. That kind of brightness and calmness of the mind is there all the time. But you don't see it because greed, delusion, anger, delusion prevent you from seeing the truth. So there is great, what they call, noble virtue there, waiting for you to discover. So you have to meditate. And then without harming and hurting others, you practice that this what you call that you can give. To have the material gift, sometimes it's not that easy. We are not that rich. But to give from our heart, the loving kindness, the metta, can be done anytime after having a good meditation. Or even before a good meditation, you can send your loving kindness out. But the best is that you have to practice. Once you have the good thing, then you give away, okay? You don't give away when you don't have. So this one is very important. You can see that any person who has a lot of love from other, you get a lot of blessing. Because say if you're a good boy and good girl, everyone come to you. You get what you want. You have to be careful. Don't be spoiled. So that goodness would bring everything what you like in life come to you. So you send your loving kindness to all living beings. But before giving to anyone, first giving to yourself first, according to what may I be happy. May all living beings be well and happy. And if if too hard to the unfriendly one, give to the one you love and you like first, and then to the natural one, and then go on to the unfriendly one. Why we have to do this? Because we like to purify. We don't want to see any black spot in our heart. Less anger is the best, or no anger at all, of course, is what we want if we like to achieve enlightenment. So in order to have less anger, give away your loving kindness. Say you stay, you share your room with anyone, or your house with anyone and anybody, or you stay with your parents. Every day you meditate, may myself be happy, my dad, my mom, my sisters, and all other, and go on and on to the ghost and the deity, to all deity in different level in the heaven. Go down to the ghost and to the animal, to the what you call even the those who suffer in hell. May they be well and happy. So if you give this kind of loving kindness to all living beings, have a very good feeling. you would know yourself. You can go anywhere, any place, without having any trouble, because that kind of loving kindness would protect you and look after you. But anything could have to be repeated again and again, again and again. Don't stop. Every day have to practice like a meditation, and then send loving kindness to all living beings. What they say that the great benefit from that, the 11 benefit, you know, you are sleep well, wake up well. So those who have anger can't sleep well, you know, have a nightmare. When you fight with anyone, anybody, not only anger when you fight, but even after that, it stays in your heart, come up and shake your mind, you have a nightmare. Any person who are upset, angry very often, at night we have a difficult time. So in order to have a good day and good night, no other way, keep the precept, practice meditation, and then through good day and good night, you will have a sleep well, a wake up well, no dream, no bad dream. Yeah, no bad dream. This one is, once you have a good dream, say you are doing the exam, and you have a very good dream, that telling that you are very successful. No other way. If that happened when you are doing the exam, or to going anywhere, any place, having a very good dream, that is the omen or the good sign. The symbol of good things would happen to you. So, and no bad dream, and then munusanang piyohoti, you are well beloved by all human beings. They love you. Quite common or quite natural, no? Once you have the good thing, it attracts, like you have the magnet. Everything, the piece of what you call that, would come to that magnet. So once you have a very peaceful mind, very happy mind, everything comes from the very good people. But if you don't have that one, it's very difficult. So the people love you, like you, look after you. Even the ghost and the spirit. There was a story, you know, of the man coming from India to Sri Lanka, and he gave up everything, and he ordained, and practiced very good, you know. And then the time come, he like to leave the place. And he was approached by the ghost. Don't go away, sir. During your staying here, we're so happy. And this man, the ghost here, before you coming, when there's no monk around, they're very bad, fighting each other and causing trouble all the time. But when you are here, everyone behave themselves. We live in peace. Please stay, sir. And then he accept that invitation. No? The ghost come to him, ask him. So once you become a good person, your father, your mother would, what you call, live at peace. No trouble, very happy, because a good person is around. But if you bad, bring trouble to everyone. So the deity look after, and there was a story, and you know, the king of the northern direction, what they call Vesuvanna. Always this king, if you go to the Chinese temple, you can see one of them looking after the temple. So in the long past, even today, this deity still exists. They have a long life. He looked after Buddhism. So one day he came flying through the air, no? And saw the monk practicing meditation. He asked his attendant, could you stay here and look after the monk? So the monk meditating, and when he opened his eye, he saw the deity. Well, what you are, why you are here? what is the reason to sit and stay here with us? Oh, our king asked me to look after you. He said, very grateful to that, but when he said that, in Buddhism, sati and panya, mindfulness and wisdom is enough to look after oneself. You know? So please go. Don't worry about us. You know? That's the word of the very good monk. So the deity look after. And without the help of the deity, we will be in trouble. Without the help and support of the ghost, we will not be in trouble. For so many years, Sydney has no major natural disaster. I think because of having many good people around. No major bushfire for so many years. The last one that come to Wat Buddhadhamma, but didn't burn anything except the shade that we don't want. It's very good. So I think. And then, when they have a great disaster, the natural disaster, they fire in Victoria, the Chinese temple safe, the Thai temple also safe. The fire jump over. So that, and then the Thai had a big one come straight, you know, but before arriving there, turn to other direction. So we have the temple in Cairns. And so I asked people in Cairns and Darwin because the cyclone come every year. There was 2 or 3 years ago, straight to the city of Cairns. I thought, oh no, we have one temple there. So we do our best and then move away. So who arranged that? Human is beyond human being to do anything. But the deity and the ghost and the spirit can do. They can be done by them. Not that difficult at all, because they have power, more powerful than us. So if we behave ourselves properly, the deity, the devata will look after us. And then because of that loving kindness, there's no poison, no gun, nor no what we call the anything would come to harm and hurt us. It would miss us. Even you try to kill somebody and someone, you can't because of that great loving kindness. There was a story of Samavati who was going to be killed by the king, Udena. Tried to shoot her with the arrow, but instead of going straight, come back, miss him. Oh, he got frightened, you know. Oh, I have to ask you to forgive what I have done. So it cannot be done if a person is a very good person. It will all miss, no matter how much you try to harm and hurt, but it won't happen. It won't work. And the other one, Mukhavano Vipassirati, before that is that a person who have plenty of loving kindness can concentrate very well. When you practice meditation, easy to concentrate at one thing, you know. So a lot of kindness and generosity, a lot of loving kindness can help to have a good meditation. It's like this. Good meditation can be a good ground, a good morality, good ground for meditation. And good meditation is very good for wisdom. It's supporting each other. But when you see the Noble Eightfold Path, you can see right understanding at the top, right thought as the second. That means everything you do in your life, anything good at all, it needs good understanding and good thought. That one, it needs a very good wisdom. Have to be wise all along from the start, from the beginning. When you do generosity, when you practice morality, when you practice meditation, that require wisdom all the time. So it's very important. And that if you can come to that, have good concentration, you get the best of life. You heard on that time in Mahayana they talk about the bodhicitta, the seed of enlightenment. This one in every human mind. You're not fully enlightened yet, but has great potential to be enlightened. But we don't look after it. You know? If you look after it properly, if you see that knowing mind alone can't be alone without depending on something, you know. If there is no good thing to depend on, that knowing mind would depend on the bad one. Because the bad one has the price, has some sort of attraction, some sort of benefit. Say, if you're greedy, your greed can make you a lot, having a lot of money. You think? You can do many things. You can be very happy in the world, in a worldly way. So there is something there to attract that knowing mind. But if you practice generosity, you will come to know that greed is not as good as generosity. Generosity is the best. The more you give, the more you get. What goes around comes around, back to you all the time. And that would not harm and hurt you. That would be a fair go or fair treatment. It's good thing indeed to do. If you are greedy, no. That greed would make you a bad future. Could be born as spirit, as ghost, as spirit, or can be born as a poor human being. There was a story of Thotaya. He's a Brahmin, very stingy, never give anything to the Lord Buddha. No? Never give. Very close by, the Buddha went in front of his house all the time, but never give. So he passed away. He was born as a pup, a small dog in that house. So when the Buddha walking past, that small dog keep barking. He said, what the Buddha said, as a man, you're very stingy, didn't give anything. Now you become a dog and do still not good, not friendly to me, huh? So, and that dog, very upset, you know, instead of, because he was, after the birth, he was well beloved by his son, Supa, his name. Oh, because his own father. And then, when this his son found out, because he come back and then saw the water slipping, is not in a proper place, refused to eat. And so he asked, what happened? Why our dog upset? He said, because of Buddha. So I have to go and find out whether it's true or not. He said, what the Buddha said is that if you don't believe me, you look after it and ask, that where's the property, the treasure that has been hidden away, where you put it. So, and then the dog would be happy to go and then scratch the place where you dig, where you hide it. So he asked the dog go and scratch, and then he dig it out, and then he saw the treasure. And from that day onward, his name, become a very good person, and whole family, everyone. So it's dangerous to be selfish. But if you are very kind and generous, oh, you get the best. There was a story of the stepfather of Venerable Sariputta. You know, he took him as stepfather because very close relation to his father. Very friendly, very good person. So this person very poor. Could not have anything to give. Venerable Sariputta waiting and waiting to have a chance for his stepfather to have something to give him. So one day there was something to give him, so he came up, and that kind of giving is a great, great gift. And he died not long after that, and born in the family as a young boy, and so kind and so good. When he saw the monk, especially Venerable Sariputta, oh, so happy. And later on, that boy was ordained and get everything. During the winter, there's not enough blanket to go around for the monk. They were shivering, no? Very cold. The novice asked the wife, why are you so cold? So, oh, we're not that lucky, no? Fortunate like you. You come from a good family and you something, but where to get? Okay, come with me. If there is any chance, you know, I will give you. So he went. And when they saw him, oh, everyone turned up with the blanket. And was a special one of the special man. He has very expensive one. He was told by someone, you better hide your. Otherwise, when the novice come, somehow this would be given away. Say, oh, the novice never ask. It's up to us to give. So if I don't want, I don't. Don't have to hide. That you wait. No. When he saw the novice, oh, so happy! You know, I can give him my life. This blanket mean nothing. You know, so he gave away, and that make him a very good monk later on. But because of too much, what do you call gain and what do you call this kind of luxury life. So he asked the Buddha and his a preceptor whether he can stay in the forest. So he went to stay in forest and attain enlightenment. He was visited by the Buddha and his own preceptor after the rains. He said that the way to Nirvana is one thing, the way to gain and what you call and prosperity is another. If you like to get something, he said that one, you put your hand in, you have to bend your hand a bit so that you can take it out. And this is the worldly way, always. But if you put this way without grabbing anything, when you come out, nothing. So the worldly way always try to gain and get something. But the spiritual way, let go of everything. What he said, his teaching. So the other one, the great benefit of the having loving kindness, the what you call the face is bright and shining. Mukhavano vipasidati. We can see it, you know. People will get angry, could not have a good photograph, you know. Upside down, no? Sometimes black, sometimes long face, oh, no. But if you're happy, oh, you're not so good-looking person, but bright and shining. Because it comes from the heart, you know? So very important, no? The heart is very important. Mukhavano vipasidati. And then the number 10, they don't lose mindfulness when they die. They don't lose mindfulness. And then the 11th, the last one, if they don't attain any kind of enlightenment, any step of 11 or enlightenment, they would be reborn in the highest heaven, what even in the Brahma world. So true loving kindness, you know, goes very, very far. If you keep that Karani Metta Sutta is the good one, the best one. I was asked to do this chanting, this sutta, when I was young. In Sri Lanka, every temple, when they go out, they don't chant that much, not like the Thai, many sutta, but in Sri Lanka, this is a must, the sutra of loving kindness. So at the end, what they say, Ditincha Anupa Kama Silavadasanena Sampano. Once your mind is full of loving kindness, no? You can come to a state of calmness and equanimity. And that, through that calmness and equanimity, you develop wisdom. And we see sakyatiti, what ditti here, attachment to oneself, attachment to the four elements. This is a bit maybe hard for you or high for you, but this is the four elements. If you let go the attachment to this, what you call four elements, there is no suffering for that knowing mind. So important. So why, when it comes to this, you can see that the emptiness of the mind and that knowing mind use this body as a house, as a place to stay. And this, what you call that, this body of ours, is subject to old age, sickness, and death. So when it comes to sickness and old age, sickness, and death, it's not the knowing mind that gets sick. It's not the knowing mind that has old age. It's not the knowing mind that dead, but this body, who doesn't know anything. This body just like the sea, doesn't know its own taste. Like a chili, doesn't know its own, what they call, hot taste. Doesn't know anything. Why we have to suffer? Because of attachment to this body. The tinja anupagama, I mean, when you let go of the attachment to this body, help you, silava dasanena sampano, when you have a very perfect sila, that means your mind so calm and so peaceful, concentrated, that is state of great morality and meditation in itself. So good, never harm, never cause trouble to anyone. And then truth that you use to see what the four truths. Dasanena sampanno means achieving the insight. This one very important. That means understanding the four truths, the suffering, the cause of the suffering, the end of the suffering, and the path leading to the end of the suffering. So when you let go of that, you are close to sotapanna, you know, very close. If you have good meditation, you get in. So through this sending loving kindness alone, make you have a very good morality, a very perfect morality, and very perfect meditation, and help you to have a great insight to let go of the attachment to this body. So this one is very important. Once you see, when you can separate your mind from the body, the knowing mind from the old age, sickness, and death, and there is no place, no base for the suffering. Because it's not me, not myself. And then that state of mind, what we call the spiritual phenomena, something exists, but doesn't call that this is me, myself, or anybody self. It's just the knowing mind. So where is suffering? There's no place. But hard to practice, though. Easy to talk. But this is how they go into it. And then, ditinja anupakama silava dasanena sambano kame subine yagetang. Now, up. So in this level, you get sotapanna, the first level of enlightenment, and sikithaka. And then, kame subine yagetang. Now you come to the anagami. Let go of the what they call the attachment to the sensual pleasures. That means you have to see this ugliness of the body, the old age of the body, the sickness of the body, the death of the body perfectly, and let go of all this kind of craving for this kind of sensual pleasures. You achieve kamesu vinaya ketang nahi chadu kapa seyang purati. You never come back to the womb again. That means anakami, you know. So this true perfecting loving kindness, you can achieve a highest level of the enlightenment. So don't forget, generosity comes first, morality, and then meditation, you know. And then when it comes to share, this is very important. Before you can share anything with anyone, what you must have it, okay? And of course, you have to build up your life and work hard. You have some material gift to give away, what we call amisa puja or amisa dana, the material gift. It's very helpful as long as your circle in a samsara, you have to depend on food, you have to depend on cloth, you have to depend on accommodation, and you have to depend on the medicine. And the good thing is that if we have, without giving away, what happened to this thing, what we call the worldly, treasure. When you die, can't help you, can't support you, cannot look after you. But when you turn into what they call kindness and generosity, it becomes the noble treasure. Look after here, look after you here on earth, in heaven, and in many, many lives to come. So you and then you share. Once you have, you share. Like build up your when you come to Amis Dana, the gift, do what you can. But if you see what happened, what you call the, if you read the story of the Buddha and what happened, don't forget one thing, you know, I'd like to tell you. Have a chance to give, put something into the bowl of the monk, okay? To invite the monk or to entertain your friend with plenty of food on the table is good. But the best, put something, because that it involves the good tradition, the noble tradition of the Lord Buddha. After so many lives of being kind and generous, the last one have to do the Dhamma Dana, the giving of the Dhamma, giving of loving kindness. No more giving of the gift. Once they become like our Buddha, when he renounced the world, he had nothing. But his enlightenment, his great wisdom, his loving kindness is giving to everyone, to everybody. So it's so important. So once you have a chance to give something into the bowl like that, so when you born again, so you come across the monk or see the Buddha, because you give them something to survive. Okay? And then if that monk is good monk, an enlightened monk, you get best in your life. Because if they are pure and perfect, the true love and kindness go to you directly, 100%. Okay? If you give to any monk who is not enlightened, he has his own life to look after. He has to depend on food, on clothes in the future life. He can't give much to you. But if you give to the perfect one, oh, you get the best. That is a normal tradition. Why the monk have to beg for food or for alms collection? Because a simple life, enough giving for so many lives in the past, but the last one, like to keep what we call what is left here, the inner one. The hindrances one, what are the liking and disliking, greed and hatred and ignorance that are in the mind. So this one, once they give away, say they attain enlightenment. What they do in their life? They sit back and relax, you know, and then they loving connect to all living beings. You know, like the Buddha, how much he spent his time, sleeping. very not much at all of what they say, that only 4 hours. The rest for the happiness of all living beings. And if there is any enlightened monk, if he doesn't give directly to a human being, he would do something to the ghost and the spirit. To sit back without giving anything, that not the way. Not the Buddha, not the disciple of the Lord Buddha. Because dana comes first. He survived because of the food of the people. How can he sit back and relax and be sent fish? He can't. He has to send his loving kindness out. So if you are a good person, say a very good monk come along, you would know something. Even in your dream, or have a chance to see and to meet the good one. So you have to be a good people, and then you meet the good one, and you get the best. And only through giving that can guarantee you, secure you for the good future life, or to have a chance to attain enlightenment. So very, the bowl of the monk, and this kind of rope, you know, very strange, but this, what they call my noble tradition. Remember, the Buddha is different from other. Come from the Aryan, the noble race. When they practice, they become Arya, mean noble one. And then the land they live there in India, what you call the Ganges River, Yamuna River, and all that. What they call the Madhyama Pradesa, Middle Land, Middle Kingdom. So the Buddha talk about the middle way and middle path. So important, this one, middle way and middle path. When it comes to the highest practice, it's so important that you have to stay right in the middle. So here we talk about the part of the full sublime state of the mind, no? Metta, loving kindness, karuna, share what you have with the poor, with the uneducated, you know, all that who are unfortunate, who are lower than you, you have to be kind and good to them. When you see any person who is more stupid than you, you have to help him out, you know? Have to support him or support her. You know? So this is come from the karuna. It's so great, no? What they say that Buddho Sutto Karuna Mahanvo. The Buddha is perfectly pure, what they say, has achieved enlightenment, has compassion as great as the ocean. Okay? When you talk about ocean, how many life living there? So through his great wisdom, how many get the great benefit from the Lord Buddha? No? For all of us, if there is any good being, it comes from the people who practice the teaching of the Lord Buddha. You can see that in India, northern direction, it means a Mahayana tradition. How much happiness people gain and get from Buddhism, from following the teaching of the Lord Buddha. And even what they have left, great statue, great temple. When we go there, as if we go to our own relatives and friends, go to our own teachers, even if it's not our country, but we are Buddhists. We see the Buddha, our heart and mind so happy. So that's it. And if you have a good 5 precepts, oh, you are the best on earth. The rest are not. We can say that. They're not. They're stupid. They are ignorant. They're not good. You see it, if the greedy one can take everything with them, there's not much left for us. Maybe nothing at all. But only the kindness and generous one leave everything for us. Leave the nature, leave the whole earth, leave all good tradition, leave good teaching for all of us, you know. So in the family, if we could, you know, welcome. If we are in a big group, it can do many things to help many living beings. You know? So loving kindness is so important, and that when it comes to this, you know, to show to others that Buddhism is so good, karuna, the sharing one, is very important. So when you know how to meditate, send your metta around every day, okay? Don't have to give meditation gift every day, but the loving kindness from your heart, something good from your heart, have to share with the whole world, the whole cosmos, no? What you call up and below and everywhere. May they be well and happy, because the karuna, the great compassion of the Buddha as big as the great ocean, you know. And then what they say, like if you do the chanting, itipiso bhagava arahang stavane, arahang means away from defilement, doesn't have greed, hatred, and ignorance as his own enemy. Samma sammutto, enlightened by himself. So this one, that means good sila, good meditation, and good wisdom. So up to the level of Samma sammutto, that means fully enlightened by himself. So that means purity come first, and then followed by a great wisdom. When it comes to wisdom, you see that so many religions in this world, you know, but the one that have four noble truths, only one, okay? Only one. They know. They don't talk about it. They don't know what to say. And the suffering is the plain truth. Greed, hatred is the plain truth. But they don't know what to do and what to say. They don't understand it. But Buddhism has the Noble Eightfold Path. In the eighth one, no? Right understanding, right thought, classified as wisdom. Right action, right speech and right action and right livelihood as morality. And right mindfulness and right concentration as meditation. So three things. In practice, we start from the strong morality first, and then come up to the level of meditation and the level of the wisdom. So, and then Samma Sammutto, Vijjacharana Sampanno. This one, Vijja means that he three special kind of knowledge. He can recall the past. This one, what happened to him, he understands it all. He knows. And then the other one, Bhupenivasanustiyana, Jattu Pabayana, he can understand the life of others. Once he understands them, so easy. No? If you are a good person and born in the time of the Buddha, and supposed to, what you call it, if you have a chance to close to him or walk past his monastery, you will be drawn to see him because that power. He has great power to bring you, and then he'll know you what to say to you. So you have a chance to understand understand his teaching and attain enlightenment. But the number three knowledge is the very important one, asavaka yana. That's the knowledge of having what you call understanding how to let go what that inside, all kind of the craving, desire, and attachment. This one is very, very, very important. Some people can recall the past. You know, I saw one person, one boy, somehow very strange. You know, as a Laotian boy, and 3-4 years old, without learning Thai, he can read Thai. I can write and he can read. But now that memory is gone. He can't. He's just normal. So that means that this boy in the past used to be the Thai person or whatever, and he can. We write something and he can read it properly. without having any trouble. So once you have that knowledge, understanding what the Buddha taught, and slowly, like this, bringing you up to a level of generosity, so make sure that you are happy with everyone and they support you, look after you, you would do the great, what you call, sacrifice of kindness to everyone, and then your morality brings security, protection to everyone. You look after them, you are well respected by them, so you don't have trouble. That physically and verbally, all okay. Come to meditation, your mind, right in the middle. That means when they said the two ways you have to avoid, one is the sensual pleasures, the other is self-mortification. In that, what you call the first sermon by the Lord Buddha. That means sensual pleasure, falling, if you'd like to attain enlightenment, you have to stay away from sensual pleasures. This is the cause of the suffering. He talked to five disciples who have meditate, who have high level of the practice, so he have to talk this way. And in those days, a lot of people practice self-mortification. But in practice itself, like this, the pleasant one and the unpleasant one, okay? This liking and disliking, you have to be right in the middle. How to do it? Stay calm and concentrated, okay? And then let go of the liking and the disliking. This come to upekkha, equanimity. Because everything, if you don't have this, you are in trouble. We are subject to old age, sickness, and death. If you attach to the body, you cry and cry. Oh, why happened to me? Why I have to have this kind of sickness? And everything you have, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Everything, even your own feeling, your memory, your perception, your mental activities, your consciousness are impermanent. So it happens all the time. You don't understand it because you don't have good meditation. You don't have the wisdom taught by the Lord Buddha. So if you stay in the middle, so don't worry about the past, what you have done, the wrong thing about. The present one is very important. Don't worry about the liking, greed, and all that. The present one is very important. The future is not there. The past, you can't do anything. The present one is so important. So like this, if now, at the very this moment, you have a peaceful mind, the suffering of the past gone. How many hundred times you have suffering gone? Nothing, doesn't mean anything. And the happiness in the future doesn't mean anything. From moment to moment, how to extend this unique moment, you know, make it bigger and bigger with the present mind. In time of great suffering, in time of death, you are alive all along. Come to immortality. That's the teaching on what has a great hope for anyone, no? Great good. If you still like to live in a family, stay away from the trouble that I taught you. The gate to the trouble, but abhaya mukha. Stay away from all the bad things and be kind and generous and you get what you want. But have to face the what you call the truth that the longer we live, the more bad people we will see. And at the end of the day, the good one disappears. Okay? The bad one has a lot of friends, but the bad one would harm and hurt and kill each other until they come to the end of their life. We up in heaven waiting for the future Buddha if we are not enlightened. Okay? That's our hope. So it's so important to share. No, anything that you have, share with others. It all come back to you. And the other one that they about the Buddha, vichara sama sukhato, that's when well gone, wherever he goes, he doesn't harm anyone, doesn't cause trouble to anybody, it's pure and perfect, and well respect. So that sukhato, no, So make sure that you follow his step. Anywhere, in any place you go, have a good action, good speech, and good heart. You are Sukhato. But if you are cause trouble to the other, no. Lokavidu, don't have to know the whole universe, just know what happened to yourself. The greed, hatred, ignorance, generosity, morality, and meditation and wisdom in yourself, that's good enough. Once you understand your own weakness and your own strengths, you understand the weakness and strength of everyone on earth. You know Lokavidu, you know the world properly. You can deal with anyone because you know the world. They are not different. Even the cats and dogs and all that, not different. But always love them, always compassionate to them, always happy and rejoice in if they have success and prosperity in life. No jealousy at all, at any time. Always happy with the good people. And then the time come is beyond our control. Equanimity, ubekha, let go of the attachment. No, it's beyond us. If a person say, one thing we can't do anything to fix up or to help the bad or the bad people, there is the law of the karma. You have to pay the price. If you do good, you receive good. You do bad, you receive bad. This law of karma as powerful as God in other religions. The Buddha cannot even interfere with this one. So very important, no? Karma sakata satthan. The faith and confidence in the law of the karma come first. So do good, keep doing good all the time, and the good would come back to us. And if a person is too bad to help to support, let the law of the karma fix it. You are not the world or the police to look after anyone. The law of the karma look after itself. So that's what we say in Buddhism. So local we do, we understand. Anuttaro purisa dhammasarati. Now become a good what a tamer, like a trainer. This one very important. No? If you know anything, if you are well versed in your knowledge and you are very skillful in anything, have great knowledge, and then you can train and tame others to follow your step, to follow the good way. Yeah, there's somebody there, one after another, you know. This is our tradition of Unibat, you know. Hand down the wisdom and compassion to other generation. You know, when we have the candlelight, you know that the meaning of the candlelight, pass on the light of wisdom, pass on the light of compassion from one generation to the other. You have to light up their mind, make their mind kind and generous, make their mind concentrated, make their mind wise. So from one to the other, this anuttaro purisa dhammasarati, this kind of training is beyond it help, because from generation to the other. So that the name of the Buddha, purisa dhammasarati, and sattha, he is the great teacher of the human being and the deities. So if you're a good man all this good virtue, you become the teacher of yourself and become the teacher of everyone. You can help, you can guide them, you look after them. What do you can do? And then Buddho means enlightened one. They have to be very wise, Samma Sambuddho and this Buddho, no? That's what you call the virtue word. Samma Sambuddho, that means fully enlightened by himself. Of course, that enlightened, but this Buddha start from the day he attained enlightenment and until now. Because he wake up, what they call, waken up to the truth, or what they say, they make a wheel, the bullock cart. One is just newly built, but we are using. But the other has been used for so many years. So the last Buddha is the one that has been used by the Buddha from the day he attained enlightenment. He wake up everyone. He help everyone, everybody. This one so important. No? This about the sharing. When you become a good person, you share your knowledge with others all the time. You help them, you guide them, you look after them. You become their good friend. And then, Bhagava, that true sharing. No? Bhagava means sharing, giving away the knowledge, the loving kindness, and compassion to all other living beings. So once you do that, you make yourself great, you make Buddhism great. You know? That's what we say, give, love, and share. But I'd like to warn you, this love have to be metta, okay? Not affection, you know? We call that, Because if you play with the feeling, no? Oh. Yeah. But when it comes to that, remember, we are human beings. Not all of us can be a nun or monk, but at the level of the five precepts, you keep it strict. Become a good husband, good wife. Okay? Commitment always there. No? Duty always there when you become. That should be done. And say, suppose the bad karma come, you have to separate it. But look after the children. Okay? And then I say, we don't like to keep the shy and all that, not try to do something to old. Don't do it. If possible. Human being is very, very important. Like what happened in my case, when they talk to me about that, what happened, sir? Then, don't worry. There was a boy who born like a father is not there, not properly married, and he ran away. And only the girl, why are you worried? Look after the child, no? Even if you can't do, father, a grandfather, and grandmother can look after. And then you're still young, you can have a new husband, no? why you? And then that boy, because of that, very close, come to the temple and all, very close, very good boy. So the good one, look after them. And those should have access. They should have access to the father and mother, okay? Our life have only one father and one mother. Even have. Let allow them have access. And when it's our duty and responsibility to look after the children. Three things. Tell them not to do anything bad. To do good and have give them a good education, okay? When they are young, they don't know anything. They don't know the five precepts. The three one very important. No killing, no stealing, and no lying. So later on, no drinking, intoxicating drink, no committing sexual misconduct. So that is how to prepare ourselves for a very good life on earth. Once you have time, and if you like to be single and practice more, then come to the retreat or good meditation course or keep practicing, and then you will get and stay away. At the end of the day, you would go beyond old age, sickness, and death. I think too long already. No, no question or clear? Yeah.